The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Case 10 from the Gateless Barrier, Ching Shui, Solitary and Destitute. A monk said to Cao Shan, "I am Ching Shui, solitary and destitute. Please give me alms." Cao Shan said, "Venerable Shui." Ching Shui said, "Yes, sir." Cao Shan said, "You have already drunk 3 cups of the finest wine in China, and still you say you have not moistened your lips." A monk said to Cao Shan, "I am Ching Shui, solitary and destitute. Please give me alms." Cao Shan said, "Venerable Shui." Ching Shui said, "Yes, sir." Cao Shan said, "You have already drunk 3 cups of the finest wine in China, and still you say that you have not moistened your lips." So here we are entering our last week of this coming and going Sesshin. Some of us have been here now for 2 weeks and some have just arrived in this wonderful flow of human beings. This flow of human beings that come and go from this temple now for over 10 years, this is our 10th retreat like this, this intensive practice period, and always wonderful and surprising how there is this continuity of practice and new people who come in immediately, a part of us, and we all do our best to meet the moment and hang in there. For me, hanging in there with this cold and unreliable voice. In past years, I've gotten sick during the coming and going Sesshin, and I figured this year if I started sick, then I wouldn't get sick during the Sesshin. So here I am. Taking lots of naps and showing up, and in one way difficult to do. I want to be in the Zendo all the time, but on another way quite lovely to be part of this, to be able to participate in a sense so fully, myself coming and going. And this, just a few words about this koan. One of my favorites, and we're always encouraged in these koans to step into the different characters. So this monk, Ching Shui, comes to the teacher, Cao Shan, and he comes to present himself, as we are encouraged to do. One of the readings we did recently was Days Like Lightning from our Korean teacher, Taego Bowu, I believe. And it says, "Visit Zen teachers, show them how your mind works, and ask for their instruction." Visit Zen teachers, show them how your mind works, and ask for their instruction. We call this Doksan. These are the individual meetings, so much a part of our tradition, these one-on-one meetings, and people often ask, "What am I supposed to do?" And oftentimes people in the beginning think they need to come up with some clever question. And of course, if there is a question, a real question, fine to bring that forth. But most important to show up as yourself. And this is surprisingly one of the hardest things for any of us to do, because we all have such opinions of how we should be and who we should be. And it takes great courage to show up with all of our confusion and with all of our clarity, to show up fully. And so this monk getting to see the teacher says, I am Ching Shui, solitary and destitute. Please give me alms. One translation says, please give me the sustenance of your teaching. Both of these seem to be necessary. The other day I was talking about, we were talking about call and response. In some ways this, some teacher saying the necessity of calling out. And I think that although the Dharma is freely given and everything teaches us, unless we ask for it, unless we are willing to receive instruction, it can't penetrate. It's not that it's not there, but the conditions for receiving are, in a sense, begin with asking. And in some ways, it's hard to ask when we're full of ourself. And we all get full of ourself. We get full of all kinds of things about ourself. We get full of our problems. We get full of our accomplishments. So Ching Shui speaks about that point in our practice. This point in the spiritual journey, when things are bleak, solitary and destitute, this is how all of us feel. We might say frustrated and discouraged, or we might say confused and uncertain, whatever it is for you, but this place where we begin to see that we are lost. We've said so many times here that if you think you know where you are, if you think you know what Zen is, then you're really in trouble. So as we begin to enter into this place of breaking down, that this is not a mistake. And indeed, the conditions of the retreat are designed to call more from us than any of us believe we have. So this willingness to show up as ourself takes such courage and such love, takes the compassion towards ourself for not being who we think we should be. And none of us are who we think we should be. So Ching Shui comes forward from his place where he is. I am alone, solitary and destitute. Please give me the sustenance of your teaching. So maybe this evening, stopping here, and encouraging each one of us to be where we are, whether you just stepped in the door, whether you've been here for 2 weeks, makes no difference, but to appreciate, to honor each place is sacred. So this place you are right now is the sacred ground of your being, and is precious beyond measure, whatever your opinion of it. And this place you are now is the Dharma gate that your life has been leading up to. There are no mistakes in the Dharma. Life is not like that. So here you are, so appreciating that, acknowledging, honoring, exploring. What is this place, aside from my opinion? What is this place, this vast emptiness I feel, this vast confusion, this contraction, this expansion, whatever it is, what is this place? And present ourselves to the universe. Maybe then to Melissa upstairs in Doksan. But first, here, sitting upright, doing nothing, present yourself, be yourself. And then, if you are willing, to call out, to ask for the sustenance of the Dharma, to ask to be taught, to ask to receive the Dharma in whatever form, from the teacher, from the wood floor, from whatever arises. So we present ourselves. I am Ching Shui. We are all Ching Shui, solitary and destitute, and we ask for the sustenance of the Dharma.